I'm an addict named Apple. And I know I'm only here through God's grace and His mercy today. And man, it's truly blessed. This is my first time ever speaking at this meeting. And let me set the tone how I got here. My clean date is October 25th, 2008. So I'm a newcomer. And man, I didn't come here to get clean. I just came here to try to beat a court case, and but God had other things for me, and thank God He did. And I didn't even realize that God had been with me all my life, because it took me a long time to get here. And I was in a treatment center for 10 months, and with a sponsor, and got put out. And the same lady put me out, she told me to come back to the meetings, and I go there every day. But my sponsor, he did what he did. I thank God for sponsorship. He introduced me to God, and God introduced me to the program. That's how it worked for me. And but when I got put out of that treatment center, I didn't have nowhere to go. Ain't nobody want me nowhere. I had burned all my bridges. And I had to live in the shelter. And my first anniversary, I celebrated in the shelter. And but I kept coming back to meetings. I kept talking to people and kept telling what I was thinking, what's on my mind, and that's how it worked for me. And y'all told me, get a book, read it, get somebody to help you with it. And first step to me, that I had to get honest about my addiction. And thank God I did that, because when I first got here, I really didn't think I had a problem. I thought I just caught a bad break, and I need y'all to just let me get myself together and go back and do what I do. But thank God that I had somebody else in my corner. And I was looking around the room. There's a lot of people that came here to hear me, that I told them that I was sharing. I really appreciate that, because this is what I wanted all my life, to be accepted by people. And today I know I really have true friends. And I let them know that I'm your friend, regardless of what you think of me. And that's my biggest thing. That's the unmanageable about me. I can't worry about what somebody else doing. I got to worry about what I'm doing. And like I said, my sponsor introduced me to God, so he said, man, you need to get open-minded and listen to somebody else. And I say this all the time. I know for a fact God have changed my heart, but my thinking is still messed up. So I was hearing the guy say he wears. I'm not wearing by a long shot. And I don't think I ever will be, and don't want to, because I want to keep trying to get better. That's all I need to do, is just try to get a little better each day. And thank God, man, that I was willing to listen to somebody else and make that decision on that third step to let God in my life and let somebody else help me. And I do some things every morning. I text people, and I always tell them, thank God for that day at the beginning of the text, and put a little something there, and always end with your friend Alfred. And I know that's God in my life today. And I was looking at my brother over there. See, 2 years ago, I played with this fellowship and doing what I want to do. But 2 years ago, I was on my way here to the Ocean City. And I got locked up. I got stopped in Morrison, Maryland, other side of Nevis Bridge. Let me show you how powerful God is. There's some hope for somebody. About 9:30 in the morning. And the police said, he said, I'm not going to give you a ticket. I was speeding. He said, but we got a warrant here for you. And they tried to take me to the substation and let me go. And the people in Prince George County said, no. So he need to be, the judge, I had to show a body. And the judge said, well, no, they called and took me back to the Bay Bridge. And the Prince George County police picked me up. And when I got out the car, the police said, why is he not in handcuffs? That's it. The people just, they were trying to let me go. And they took me to the court. And the court let me go at 12 o'clock. 4:30, I was back up here at Ocean City. That's God. That's cooking. Plus, I had paid for my room and everything. But I'm just saying, but I was just saying, and see, that's why I say it's God. And that's why I say, when you put your power and trust in somebody else, like, I never was worried. I just said, whatever happened, go happen. And the day I got put out of that treatment center, going back to the group, when I got put out and I said I ain't had nowhere to go, I went to a park bench. And all I ask God, just guide me. And God have truly been guiding me going on 7 years in the day. And I used to have a 24-hour chip, but I gave it to somebody that went back out when he came back in. Today is the most important day to me, because this is all I really have is the day, not these 7 years. And trust me, and this is an honor when Cliff called me and asked me, but then he called me back and wanted to change me, told me to do the 11th tradition. And I said, I thought you had me for Friday. He said, no. He said, come on, I'm going to change and put you on that schedule. But that's God's work. That's why nothing happened in God's world by mistake. And I was trying to wait on my sponsee brother to come back. And I'm going to say, I had a lot of support with this when you called me and told me I was speaking here. And a lot of people said, because see, really, I go to the other fellowship more than I go to this one. Make no difference. I know I'm a deep-rooted addict. And I know that. See, and that's why I have to be honest with myself. And I got a younger sponsee brother. He was giving me the book. And I gave it back to him. He said, man, you need to read a little more. But I had brought me a book. See, I will buy some of this little. I got all kind of literature, man. But I used to always wonder. I used to come see, I got a sponsor who got a sponsor who got a sponsor who got a sponsor. But most of all, man, I got a whole lot of friends here that sponsor me. That man, I listen to these people today. And he tells me, he's a real good friend, my man. And he tell me, he said, I admire what you're doing. He said, but the more you get, the more you have to do. The more is required of you. And that's what this program, see, I like the newcomer too. I don't look down on nobody in this program, man. Anybody can teach me anything. And that's when my sponsor said, okay, said, now it's time to go and put some pen to the paper. And I wrote this thing, and I handed it to him, and a little book. He said, what's this, autobiography? He said, man, no, I want to know about them secrets. The stuff they had you doing stuff before you started drinking and drugging. And he brought me the little thing about the fear and the resentments and all the other little package. And sponsorship is the backbone of this program, man. But most of all, man, you need friends in here. One addict helping another. Excuse me, see, buddy. You know? But trust me. You know? Yes. Charge it to my mind. My heart is in the right place. But man, then when we did a fifth step, I didn't know how important those prayers and the other steps are related to all the steps. And you know, and he did some prayers, and then we started talking about my stuff, and he told me some of his, and kind of freed me up and make you, you know, get gut level, man. You got to get honest with somebody in this program. And then the sixth step, man, then you got to go back to God and actually try to really remove all these defects of character. You know? And you got to keep praying every day. One thing, I ain't met nobody here that's perfect. And I know I'll never be perfect, but I know I'll be tried to get better and better each day, and that's all I can do. And that's all God wanted me. He just wanted me to do the best I can today. And a guy used to tell me, he said, man, if you make 3 mistakes today, try to make 2 tomorrow. Just keep getting a little bit better. Don't try to, you know, like I said, everything, you're not going to get everything right at all times. But I know I try to live my life as best as I can. And I'm always reaching out to somebody else. And that's what I found out. If I want to get rid of my problem, let me help somebody else with their problem. Mm. And it looked like when I come back to mind, God already took care.
Mm. Come on.
Yeah, them shortcomings now, you know. Some things you tell yourself, say, well, I'm doing this right and doing that right. But sometimes you got to cut loose everything, man, to even get better. So, you know. Like they say, you can hold on to some of them defects and them shortcomings, but when they come back, they'll come back with a friend. Yeah. And see, you think you're working on something, just it'll show up. See, you can pretend and say anything. You can come here and speak all good as you want to and do what you want, but something in your heart is going to come out. But see, long as you stay from up here and let somebody else help you, I found out my life will get much better, man. Just like I came, but this is my sponsee brother. He got you less time to be, but he helps me so much. And see, that's what I realized. That's my biggest attribute. I don't mind listening to anybody, not just no new. Anybody can help me, man. And trust me, man, what I got today, not no material stuff, but trust me, God has truly blessed me in these 7 years. But I know if I stop coming to meetings, stop listening to other people, and stop praying, because I'm going to tell you this, if I take one sniff, one puff, you are not going to like me. You're not going to want to be around me. So that's why I know today I need y'all way more than y'all need me. And then the eighth step, you know, I just heard this earlier today, and didn't dawn on me. It said making that eight-step list that you might have to make it. You make an eight-step list every day. I didn't know that you need to put someone on the list when you don't speak to them. Yeah. I just heard that. It's amazing, man, how you think you don't have to do nothing direct to somebody to offend them or you know. So I try to be mindful when I say something to people, but sometimes I slip, because sometimes they can catch me, man, and I would snap like this, I mean, but thank God I pray. And then my sponsor tell me all the time, he said, man, Bree, he said, count to 10. Because he know I jump out there and I would ask God to forgive me. And that's the most important thing, man. If I'm going to keep asking God to forgive me, I need to forgive y'all. So what y'all do should never affect me. It shouldn't bother me no way. If I keep concentrating on me and don't concentrate on you, man, I have a beautiful day. And that's the truth, you know. In the 10th step, I know when I do make mistakes, man, I try to go back to people and apologize. And because I've been dealing with some people, and I tell them I saw out in meetings. I try to tell you back in a meeting about what I done to you and whether you accept it or not. And my sponsor said, man, you done your part. That's all I can do. I can't make you change your mind or whatever way you thinking. Cause I know how sick my mind can get. Cause I'm like that, you know. I'm one of the ones, man. See, like, man, I used to always be coming home from jail. I was raised up in the jail, and man, I was one of the ones that thought it was all right to go to jail. I thought that was something. But when I go across the table, I'm hollering at dudes, say, "Who upstairs? Tell them I'm here." What kind of stuff is that, man? You know. And that's some sick thinking. But today I know I ain't been in jail since 1999 when I came home. And that's only through the grace of God. But after having this spiritual awakening, like I said, I had this spiritual awakening 2 years ago when I was on my way here and they locked me up. Because God will get your attention, man, but you know. And when they see that bill in the mail, man, I am truly blessed, man. I done cleared up a lot of records of my past, a lot of it. Some things that I thought I would never do or did, wasn't even attempting to think about doing it. But God got other plans for you, man. So, and then the 12th step to me is why I'm in here. 12th step is helping another addict. Trying to do, you know, to get where I'm at or where I think I am, because really all I think, I just need to keep on coming back. And that's basically, that's what I need to do, man. And, this program have done so much for me, I couldn't even imagine. I could never pay this debt back to God in the program. And I just love looking at my friends right here today, man. And this truly is a blessing, man. That's how it worked for me. And I thank God that I have God in my life, and I really appreciate Cliff calling me. And even though Pride has kept, this was a identity theft thing, identity mistake. But this the thing though. But we I text him every day. Yeah. We talk every day. But really, you know, and he called me 2-3 times and said, "Man, I need you to do this." And I said, "Okay," but I said, "Look, I can't do it this day. I got to do it this day." But God got the last say so in anything. Because he texted me back, and my man kept saying, "What day are you going? What day are you going to do it?" And he texted me, he said, "Man, I need you to do the 11th tradition." I said, "Man, what happened to how it worked?" And he said, "Wait a minute, man, I'm going to have to try to change that for you." And he called, texted me back, and said, "Okay, man, I got you." And my man was texting me today, people that said, what time you coming to speak? I said, man, I don't know. I got to go back and check in. I was way uptown somewhere. But I mean, that's how this thing worked, man. And the program work if you work it, trust and believe. I'm truly a miracle, man. I'm going to tell you. It took me a long time to get here. But what I found out, man, it ain't never too late for this program to work for you. And man, this is what I tell people in the meeting. I'm going to say, man, success is not final. That means you can go a little higher. Fatal is not the end because you're not dead. I need the courage to just keep getting up every day and keep on trying. And that's the main thing in this thing. I need to keep courage. Because, you know, when I came up, man, and you see when I did a lot of jail, I'm the one that they used to call with all the heart. They used to, you know, I just was a damn fool. Today I got a little courage that I don't need you to tell me to do nothing wrong. And the people I be around, if they ain't going in the right direction, I step away from them, man. I don't even be around them. So that's the courage I need. And on the way, that's how it worked for me. So thanks for letting me share.